Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I hope you are doing well. We have bounced back in a strong way from last week's weakness in crypto. And we have a lot of good news coming the way of Bitcoin. So let's talk about that. Not financial advice. Be sure to do your own due diligence before making any investing decisions. Now, as it relates to Ethereum, they've had quite a bumpy few weeks. So they actually lost what's called the warrant canary, basically the text that on their site that indicates that they haven't been contacted by an agency anywhere in the world in a way which requires that contact to be disclosed. And essentially, the claim that Ethereum is not under investigation, this text was taken off of their site because they are being investigated and they've been asked to keep things not publicly disclosed. So I think this probably bodes not too well for the prospects of an Ethereum ETF anytime soon, but we shall see. Now, in additional not so good news for Ethereum, Solana is smoking Ethereum in terms of interest from crypto investors, and it's not even close. I really don't think that. I think it's very likely that we end this cycle with Ethereum no longer being the top dog. Solana may very well replace it. Now, last week was kind of a rough week for investors. So we saw an outflow in crypto or funds related to cryptos. So a net outflow. But this follows weeks of net inflows into these funds. So it is something to be somewhat expected. Every now and then you'll get a rebalancing. And in terms of where the flows came from, well, top of the list was Bitcoin, considering GBTC lost a huge percentage of its assets under management, followed by Ethereum, and Solana lost a bit. Now, in this recent rebound, with the coin reclaiming $70,000, we saw a lot of shorts get liquidated. So 160 million worth of shorts were liquidated just in the past 24 hours. And this is your reminder to keep your eyes on the prize. Don't try to get cute. Just remember that according to most models on this topic, most reliable models on this topic, it's very likely, or it's plausible rather, I should say, that Bitcoin ends this cycle north of 200,000 and maybe even close to 300,000. So there's still a ways to go to get to those types of numbers. So there is still opportunity for those who want to get into Bitcoin to do so. Obviously, nothing is guaranteed, but things are pointing in this direction, especially when you consider how much debt governments of the world are issuing, the deficits that are being run in most major economies, especially the United States. That is on its way out. I think we know that much, at least as a store of value. It is on its way out. People are looking for alternatives. So demand for Bitcoin should rise because of that. Now, BTC ETFs are doing remarkably well, even though, you know, we had last week where perhaps we didn't have as strong of inflows as we had since their launch. However, if you look at the consecutive days with inflows, IBIT and Fidelity's Bitcoin ETF hold the record for 50 days of consecutive inflows. So all those headlines that you may have read last week about, you know, the ETFs perhaps not doing as well as anticipated are bogus. If you zoom out a bit and you look at the big picture, these ETFs have broken basically every record there is. Now, Bitcoin miner stocks did extremely well today. We had, you know, CleanSpark at the top of the list, and you know, IOS Energy. These are two names that I've spoken about. We hold in our crypto portfolio, or I'm sorry, our growth stock portfolio. But my message here is to keep your tap dancing shoes on. As you know, the prices go up and down, the attractiveness of different miners will increase or decrease based on how they're being valued. Sometimes, you know, attention gets hyper-focused on one or two miners, and there's a lot of other deals out there that people start to miss. And this requires some rebalancing. I did some rebalancing today, took some profits. So I think it's important to be aware that, you know, the best miner today may not be the best miner 1 month from now. And there, something I think is a really big deal is that the London Stock Exchange has actually approved exchange traded notes for Bitcoin. So this will be, so this is basically the equivalent of ETFs being approved here in the United States, but in the UK. So the same impact we saw the BTC ETFs have in the United States, something similar will happen because of these new exchanges, or I'm sorry, new ways to invest in the UK. However, not by the same magnitude. The US market is much larger than the UK market. However, the dynamic, the price dynamic that we've seen firsthand being influenced on Bitcoin from the Bitcoin ETFs, that same dynamic will restart with the approval of these ETMs in the UK. So this is very good news for Bitcoin investors. Now, if you'd like to follow my investments move for move and connect with a community of halal conscious investors, make sure to become a PIF member. Assalamu alaikum to everyone in the chat. Wa yakum inshallah. Yeah, so my advice to beginners in crypto, beware of FOMO. Don't FOMO your way into a position that you don't understand just because it's going up. Typically, things go down a lot faster than they go up. And know what you own so that you can avoid panic selling. Most of crypto is garbage. So if you don't know what you're investing in, there's a high probability that you get burned. With regards to scams, they are everywhere in terms of trying to access your wallet. So the moment you have a crypto wallet, be very careful not to click on any links. Don't go to any sites that you're not familiar with. Make sure you check every link to make sure it's safe before, if you have to click on one. So because really with crypto, and if you're holding assets in a crypto wallet, you have no recourse. If they get to your assets, there's no customer service you can call. There's no way to get your money back. So be very, very careful about that. And like I said, know what you're investing in. Most of crypto is garbage. So dollar cost average into BTC or Ethereum. I'm not really that bullish on Ethereum. I don't hold it in my crypto portfolio. I'm more bullish on Bitcoin. I think Solana is the better play versus Ethereum. All right, guys, I hope you found this beneficial. Until next time, make sure to take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum and peace be upon you all.